in college I learned that, and once you realize how much work you need to put in to be successful, it's almost like you want to push yourself a little bit more so you can get a little bit better.
We're sitting here in spring training, probably about 3 weeks in now as we talk, and Davies talked a little bit about you with overthrowing a little bit and some of the other guys too. How tough is that to control inside?
Well, it's tough because myself personally, I'm really excited right now, and you know, I'm amped up out there. I mean, it's, you know, this is actually my first, like, I consider this to be my first, like, real spring training where I'm just another guy, and that's something that I'm gonna have to work on, and you know, I think it's something that's I should be able to pick up.
Was it good for you to get that month last year?
Yeah, absolutely. Just getting out there, you know, like I said, facing big league hitters, it just reaffirmed going into the off season that, you know, I had my stuff back, and that now it was all about just building up and gaining momentum in the off season to be ready for spring.
What was that off season like for you in terms of just the work that you did?
Well, you know, there was no, like, going to physical therapy 3 times a week, which was nice. You know, there wasn't any, like, variation in the lifting. The running was harder, so, you know, it's almost like you just took, you know, turned it up a little bit. You know, obviously with the throwing, I wasn't throwing at all last year either, so then did a little bit of yoga on top of that.
We saw Jordan go through the 160 innings limit last year, and that's what they have slated for you this year. How much did you talk to Jordan about that and how he dealt with that, knowing that he was going to have to be put on an innings limit?
Well, you know, it's tough to say because when I got called up last year, you know, he was already done, and I know it was hard for him just how he was last year at the end of the year, but we'll see what happens. You know, a lot can change, and you know, they haven't said anything to me personally, so you know, I'm just gonna go out there and pitch every day they tell me to, and I'm gonna give it everything I have, and they tell me I'm done.
Let's talk about this rotation just a little bit. Gio comes over, Edwin comes over. The possibilities here of having not just, you know, a good starting group of five, but some depth too, something this organization hasn't had in a while.
It's huge, and it's going into kind of uncharted territory when it comes to that. And when you get guys coming in like Edwin and Gio, on my personal side, it's a great opportunity for me to go out there and learn from them. And it's huge because they know what it takes to get it done. And yeah, one's a lefty, but one's a righty. But the, you know, the style of pitching that they have, it's something that, you know, I'd strive for down the road.
In terms of this bullpen, Brad Lidge is a part of it now. That was the strength of the team, has been the strength the last 2 years. When you look at the entire pitching staff, you look at formidable arms, you look at guys with experience, with a good mix of young guys, and I think that's kind of a nice blend to have.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, guys like Lidge and stuff, and, you know, obviously their overpowering stuff isn't quite where it was, but, you know, they're still the same, you know, in between the ears, and extremely mentally tough, extremely high baseball IQ. You know, they go out there and they know how to get it done, and I think that's something that, you know, can help not just me, but any of the young pitchers, because it's all about developing, you know, the baseball IQ, like just kind of being in the flow with the game and really understanding situations. Because let's face it, you get older, and it's, you know, obviously I don't think there was too many players in the history of the game reaching triple digits at 35, 40 years old. So, you know, your body will take its course, but as long as you understand situations and you don't go out there and beat yourself, you can still be successful.